You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't
know. All right, here we go.
Welcome back. It is In This League. We're having too much fun, by the way. We're talking on the breaks here. Joe Pisapia, Sammy Reed. We're having a blast talking fantasy football or baseball. And Joe, you said it best. We're like, when we got done with the last segment, and you were just like, it feels so good to talk about fantasy baseball.
It does.
Or just baseball in general.
It does. Oh, absolutely. I've been knee deep in baseball. Well, the hardest part, you know, when I'm it's hard when you're covering football as much as I'm covering football these days and writing baseball at the same time. That's like December and November is just like madness for me. And you put all the holidays and the kids on top of it. Forget it, dude. It's like,
oh my God.
It's like, I'll see you in February, guys.
Tell me about it. I mean, I've been doing basketball and football.
Yeah, and you guys have basketball too, which is, you guys are completely nuts.
We're just nonsense. So one thing I want to point out, because we had a really good conversation about Rhys Hoskins in the last segment, but the guy that I thought you were talking about was Ronald Acuna. And that's where, because maybe it's a little bit my world, I feel like Ronald Acuna is one of the most polarizing fantasy prospects this season, because there's kind of that Rhys Hoskins effect. There's so much that could happen. He's got the top end, the top fantasy production attached to his name. The Roto-Wire draft I'm doing, he went like 12 overall in a dynasty, someone just a complete punt strategy. So I thought you were talking about Ronald Acuna. And Sammy, I mean, you were kind of curious about Ronald Acuna, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we all know he's the top fantasy prospect of the game right now. People are going gaga over him. But last year in the minors, he stole 44 bases. And I think that's a huge part of his appeal. But we've also seen guys tear it up in terms of steals in the minors, and then it not translate.
George Springer,
because pitchers. Jock Peterson.
George Springer. Sorry, right? That's up in my throat.
But I really wanted to know, like, how you view him in terms of his stolen base potential. Is he one of these guys you see losing that stolen base, or do you think this is a guy who can really add that to his game in the majors? I think you're the perfect person to ask about this.
That's a good question. I mean, I got to spend way more time than I probably should have. Many Twitter jokes of there's probably a restraining order out there, because in the Arizona Fall League, between BP and whatnot, I probably saw him 12 to 15 times. What's interesting about him, and my concentration wouldn't be around the stolen bases, because he's aggressive. I remember the very, very first game I saw him, the first hit, he got a single, and he was off to the races. He was going. He was trying to steal bases. I don't think that's going to change. I don't think that's a part of his game. This isn't going to be a George Springer situation. My problem with Ronald Acuna comes from the aggression. I think at the end of the day, I'm more concerned about where the homer to average potential really comes from. Because I think, regardless if the homers are happening, Ronald Acuna is going to steal, if I wanted to be really safe, I would say a 25-plus stolen bases. I don't think that's a question.
Wow.
It's going to be, where are the rest of these going to come from? He's a speedy guy. We'll talk more about this, plus the Cubs guy, which, if you haven't pieced it together, give me a break. Come on. Are you paying attention to baseball? You got to know who we're talking about. It's Joe Pisapia, Sammy Reed. We'll talk Ronald Acuna, how you draft him. We'll talk about that mystery Cubs player and more on In This League. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
In This League.
Cooking.
people's champ. That's what we want to be. We're the people's show. It's in this league. Whether it's on Wednesday nights, on Sundays, or Saturday mornings, we are here for you. And whether Scott Bogman is here or not, I mean, I clearly think I need to be here. I need to be here for this to be the people's show. But Joe Pizzapia is here to lift this up. We are the nation of domination. Sammy Reed joining in to make this click work. We were talking about Ronald Acuna on the other side of the last segment. And I believe he is the most polarizing prospect, polarizing fantasy player coming into this year. And there are so many. There are so many to cover, from Yoan Moncada to Rhys Hoskins to any of the big variations of ranks. But Ronald Acuna, the reason why is because there is so much of an unknown. And I would give you this analogy, and maybe this is my bias because I am in this world. Sammy's in this world. I'm more a little bit more recent. But Ronald Acuna is the Bitcoin of fantasy baseball this year. And this is why I say this. Because guess what? In the long term, you want the Bitcoin. In the short term, it's volatile. And Ronald Acuna, I personally believe, will be a volatile fantasy option. People are taking Ronald Acuna inside the top 100. Yes, he could break camp, but he might not. When he gets here, yes, he could have a month where he hits 8 homers and steals 10 bases, but he could also tail off for 2 months. He is a very, very aggressive player. He is very aware of the players around him, the perception that he holds, and he can press himself. In the long term, you want your Bitcoin. You want your Ronald Acuna. But do you want it in the short term, Sammy?
That is such an amazing analogy. I can't even tell you. And it's just so apt. It's just so apt. I completely agree that we love the player. But, I mean, he's a kid. And we never know how these things are going to turn out. Sometimes he can be Cody Bellinger or Carlos Correa. But just as often, there's guys that don't work out their first year. Especially guys, like you said, he's super aggressive. His plate discipline profile is not elite. Like, right, pitchers will take advantage of that if he doesn't clean it up. We could see growing pains early. So I agree, he's worth it long term, but the price you have to pay for this season, it seems really aggressive.
Oh, look, I the kid is talented. He's fun to watch. To me, he's got quick hands, which you love. He's got a great finish to the swing too, which is something you don't always see. You know, in a lot of ways, you were talking about Polanco before in the last, you know, earlier segments there. And I watch Acuna and I go, well, there's a more explosive hitter. There's a guy who, you know, in time as he grows into his body, he might really be able to, you know, be an elite fantasy player. Whereas every time I'd watch Polanco, I'd never think that. I was like, Polanco's a smooth guy. Yeah, he's got a lot of ability, but, you know, I didn't see superstar in Polanco. When I see Acuna, and I think a lot of people see this, they see that superstar potential. And really, for me, it's how lightning quick the hands are and how he gets through the zone, and then that follow through is terrific. I think that I kind of piggyback what Sammy says. I think he will struggle with elite pitching. I think the best thing that the Braves can do is start him in AAA. And what you do with him, there's two things you do. And in the Black Book, I talk about it too. And he's a guy that I think is going to impact 2018. So don't get me wrong. I have Acuna in this year's impact rookie group. He's in that group. He's the top outfielder. And I think he's going, him and Robles, those are guys who are going to impact this season. My trouble is where you want to pay for that. And you have to understand and be willing. If you're going to draft that in the top 100, that's a tough sell. I would much rather be the person who trades for him or picks him up when somebody else drops him at some point than the person who spends the draft capital. That's the problem I have. You know, the combination of power and speed is very tempting, but we also have to keep in mind and be a little bit responsible. You can't let proven major league talent go in the first 5 rounds of the draft, you know, behind guys like Acuna, who are still more potential than productivity. You just, that's bad fantasy. If you're talking dynasty leagues, if you want to make an early investment, that's fine. But the one you were talking about, someone took him in the first round. That's just dumb.
I mean, like, RotoWire.
Okay, what if that's even that league even around in 5 years? Who knows?
That's a good point. And let me explain something. And I'm hoping to get, the person that did this was Tom Trudeau in it. And he took Ronald Acuna 12 overall. And this is the RotoWire dynasty. It's a 12 20 team.
Who
it's
did
an
this?
Industry draft. This is Tom Trudeau.
All right, I'm going to write his name down. I'm going to go find him at his house.
Yeah, well, I actually look for the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast this week. I'm going to try to have him on to talk about that because I've pretty much had everybody else on blasting it outside of him, and I want to get his take on it. But this is an industry draft. I mean, we got DVRs in it. We've got Chris Blessing, Melissa Lockhart. There's a bunch of really smart people that are involved in this. But the idea in a dynasty draft to punt the first year, it's wild to me. And something I've talked about for a long time is you could take Ronald Acuña in the top 100, or you could take Victor Robles in like 220, and they might have about the same amount of bats this year. And Robles is more polished. He just might be, you know, he might have less stuff and things, as I would call it, at the end of the day. So it's a wild conversation to have. The Fantasy Black Book is a great place to go and look when you're really digging in if 2018 is the proper place to actually take him. And listen to Joe, listen to Sammy, listen to us at In This League. We can help you with that. But before we get out of here, I want to make sure I don't want to miss out on this opportunity to talk about this player because we've been teasing him for three segments. There's a Cubs player that many know about. Last year, he qualified at a premier position that had him being drafted high. Poor performance as far as average goes. He's lost a lot of weight. There's going to be a lot of hype around him. He's going at a ridiculously low price this year. I've always been a fan. Sammy Reed, talk to me about Kyle Schwarber and how you view him in 2018.
Yeah, I think, like you said, with that depressed price, he becomes huge value. I mean, we were talking about Acuña being super polarizing. I feel like Schwarber's been one of the more polarizing players of the last couple years. You know, he was going like in the 40s to 60s for a couple of seasons, and that was way too high. And now, I mean, you know, my buddy Doug Thorburn and I are in this NFBC that started at the Arizona Fall League. We just got him at pick 184.
Wow.
And Schwarber feels... Yeah, I mean, it feels like he's been around forever, right? But he just finished his age 24 season. And now he's, like, super depressed in price because he lost his catcher eligibility. People are down on him. You know, he burned some people. But the reality is he just finished up an age 24 season where he was 17th in barrel rate, 8.4%, which was just above Mike Trout and Paul Goldschmidt. He's got a ton of patience, a walk rate over 12%. He hit 30 homers in 129 games. So is he a perfect player? No. He sits against lefties. He doesn't have a great average. I think he's more of a 240, 250 hitter than he is a 211 hitter like last year. But this is a guy with an elite, elite power profile. He's 25 years old. And now you're getting him like past pick 180. I think that's just massive value for Kyle Schwarber.
Joe, what does the Black Book say about Schwarber?
Well, for me, it's a great year to buy in on him in Dynasty and Keeper Leagues because you can get him for pennies on the dollar. You know, he lost the catcher eligibility, like Sammy said. He's like Austin Powers when he lost his mojo. You know, all of a sudden, like, nobody wants to sleep with me anymore. I don't understand. Nobody wants to shag with me. And all of a sudden, there's Kyle Schwarber, and he's all thin now, and he looks all hot, and I don't think, and that's not also, I also don't want people to say, oh, wow, look how good a shape he's in, because we've seen that game before with guys like Sabathia and Sandoval.
Dude, the best shape of our life is a running gag at In This League. We have reporter, by the way. Yeah. It's called, we call him Chris P. Cream, is our special best shape of our life reporter in This League.
Well, I always, just once I want to hear a guy come to camp and say, how was your offseason? Well, you know, dude, sucked. Honestly, sucked.
Ate a lot of
overweight. I got a lot of weight to lose here in camp. You know, I'm just, I didn't hit much. No, but Schwarber's going to come in. He's going to look really good, and that's going to change people's opinions too. But I just warn people about that too, because Sandoval, Sabathia, just to name a couple of the bigger players over the years who have slimmed down dramatically, it didn't necessarily equate to good productivity. You know, some guys play at a certain weight because that's the weight they're comfortable playing at or they're used to playing at. But what Sammy said is right. For the age factor, where he is, I still say long-term he ends up in the American League because, to me, he's got DH written all over him. He doesn't, you know, play the field well anywhere. So I think the Cubs would be smart, if he plays well, to flip him to an American League team and try to make another run in another World Series. But right now, in Dynasty Keeper spots, Schwarber's ripe for the taking. He's young enough. The power upside's there. Yeah, he's probably going to hit 240, but I think the 30 home run potential is definitely there. It also depends on where he hits in the order, too. I'm curious, Sammy. I know you're a DFS guy. That's the biggest takeaway for me, Sammy. You know, doing so much DFS in the last couple of years, I've translated that into season-long, that whole idea of where you hit in the lineup and how important that is over a long haul. If you are a Schwarber owner, where do you want Schwarber hitting?
You know, I loved it when he was hitting first or second, and obviously he did so bad there, they ended up dropping him down. But I think anywhere five or above is really where you want your guys, because obviously they're correlating with other players who tend to be the better players, so you get more runs, more RBIs, not just because of the sheer volume, more at-bats, but because you're around other good players. If he's behind a Chris Bryant or in an Anthony Rizzo, who are both 400 on base guys just about, that's huge for him. So I'm hoping he hits fifth. I think those days of him hitting second might be gone, but I think fifth is a good spot for him.
All right, well, if you want to find more beautiful and amazing baseball takes, go follow Sammy at Sammy Reed FI. You can check him in the Fantasy Black Book. Joe Pizzapia. Sammy Reed. Sammy, I love you, my friend. Please come out here for the Fall League. Let's go play some, or not the Fall League, but the spring training. Let's play some poker. Let's have a drink. Let's go watch some baseball. Some golf. Whatever. We'll do some Top Golf. Let's do it. Sammy, I love you, my friend. We'll see you down the road. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
How would you like to manage
in this league
this year?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? This is a chance to manage in the big leagues.
Let me think it over, will you?
Scott Bogman.
I got
Chris Welsh.
The other line about some white walls. I'll talk to you later.
Welcome back. It's in this league. I just completely drew
Major
a blank.
Major League.
Thank you.
Brown.
Thank you. I love it. His voice is just, like, iconic. Another amazing and beautiful rejoin that I had not heard from our super producer, Chris Bavona. As Joe pointed out to me, was I saying Pavona? That's ridiculous. But guess what? Scott Bogman, on his birthday, going out and going seeing Rockets games and just couldn't make the show, couldn't even bother to call in. But guess who could? Chris Bavona, who couldn't make this show. He decided he needed to call in. Chris Bavona, super producer, are you with us?
I don't know.
What's up, buddy? What's going on with
you? How you doing there? Oh, man, I'm dealing with a big-time ice storm out here in Kentucky.
That sounds like fun.
That's how I'm doing. Nice. Actually, that's kind of fun. It's pretty cool out here.
It's like 65 to 70 degrees out here in Arizona. I'm going to a baseball thing later, and I'll probably be wearing shorts.
It's actually 65 degrees here too in New Jersey, but Sunday it's going to be 8. So we've got that going for.
I kind of love how it's 65 on the East Coast. It's like 70 on the West Coast, and I'm smack in the middle of all this, and I'm getting an ice storm.
Where are you, by the way? Where the hell are you?
So I am in the old. I am in the hometown of Johnny Depp, Owensboro, Kentucky.
Not a lot of good news of Johnny Depp in the news lately. So
I know. Well, you know, if you're a man in Hollywood right now, there is no good news about you.
No kidding. Or in the Oval Office. Either one. None of it's really good news right now. So,
yeah, but those guys lose their jobs over it in Hollywood.
Bavona, are you in the Midwest to celebrate your Disney League championship? And I was about to transfer to say that, does Joe know about the Disney Facebook discussion group Disney championship?
I've told Joe about that. Joe, this was a 14-team league that I got thrown into, basically. And it was not only that, a 14-team, but it was a super flex that went into Week 17. He knew about the Week 17. I knew I told him about that.
Disney, though? It was a Disney Facebook discussion group league?
Well, I think it's cool that the Disney Facebook discussion group actually knows what football is, number one. And I just was curious. Could you tell me, Chris, who went first, Lilo or Stitch? Who went for?
Neither. I think it was, who's the other? I don't know. I lost it. I don't know. I think it was like the Great Mouse Detective that went first.
Ooh, the Great Mouse. Didn't I see that, what was it? DuckTales is coming back. Did I see that? Or
that's another big on target thing.
DuckTales already
back. Jake Sillery gave us the full review. He's watched them all 12 times.
Oh, Jake.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Him right. singing DuckTales. I don't know if Florio's got that drop, but if you've never heard it.
I have no. Oh my God. Is that a real thing?
Oh, he does it all the time. Oh, they play it. Bavona plays it all the time, or Florio plays it, and Celio just starts singing.
DuckTales. Oh, yeah. By the way,
Florio, you got to pull that up.
Clear sign of me not being on target in way, way too long. By the way, last time I was on target, I made such a good joke, and I'm trying to remember what it was. I killed with the joke. It was one of the best jokes you guys have had. Totally, potentially off color, and I haven't been off since.
There you go.
Oh yeah, yeah, let's play it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it, Florio.
Here's the joke. Do it again.
DuckTales. Woo.
There's a bunch of them. There's the one where he's
my baby.
What's the other one, Chris? I feel like there's a third one we're
who's
missing.
Hot, who's not?
Tell there it is.
Rock. No, wait. Play it again. Play it again.
Tell me who flop. Who's hot? Who's not? Tell me who rock? Who sell out the stores? Tell me who flop? Who's got the blue drop? Who's got rocks? Who's mostly dolts? They do the tube sock.
I call him. He sings like George Steinbrenner, the character on Seinfeld. To me, he always like sounds like that's how he.
Jake has a human robot feel to him.
When your loving starts.
And he's a good sport, and we just let him go. He's Rescue Rangers. That's a good one. The Chip and Dale one's a quality one. I don't know if we have that one or not. We
might. Oh, he sings
Yeah. So that's basically what we do for 2 hours. There's a little sports too, but other than that, it's a lot of DuckTales, you know?
Very similar to this show, by the way. Mm-hmm. We talked a lot about marriage. Pavona, what do you have to report to us? You could not make the show. You had very important business. You did have enough time, which gets you bonus points, to actually call in, which Scott Bogman couldn't do. But what do you have to report to us?
So I got to be cryptic about it, though. But basically, Chris, I did tell you about this. I'm good to go on that. I'm good to go.
Yeah, you're good to go. Yeah. Okay.
I feel awkward here. Should I leave? I feel like I'm. You guys are talking about stuff.
No. Pavona's our guy. But I mean, is there anything exciting to? I mean, you're on very serious, Chris Pavona, which I mean, need to make sure I'm not saying Pavona.
Yeah,
Pavona.
Like, business, you guys are so close. You don't even know his last name. That's how close you are.
Well, I do. We were texting. We got numbers. But is there anything exciting Midwest you need to report to us? I mean, what is the take in the Midwest about the Patriots being favored by 14?
The take about the Patriots being favored by 14 is that I'm in a room full of Ohio State fans, so they don't really care about the NFL whatsoever. The only thing I think they really care this is true. I mean, like, I'm not kidding. It's literally like I'm in like this little cul-de-sac area, and everybody's driveway is Kentucky, 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 all Wildcats, and then one Ohio State. I was hoping
it was going to be all Ohio State, because then you could just like walk out at any time of the night and go, OH, and then just hear a whole, you know, herd of cul-de-sac go,
Oh, nah, believe me, I would love to do that. The only other thing that's exciting right now is that I've got my dog with me, and my dog is playing with his future brother-in-law, I think, in his dog. So, that's really been the most exciting thing that I could tell you about. We're celebrating a second Christmas, so I'm not kidding. I'm going to try and send you guys a picture of this. I'm wearing fleece Santa pajamas. Jesus. And we just watched Christmas Vacation again.
I'll watch Vacation any time of the year. So I'm
yeah, it doesn't matter. It can be July. Okay,
my kids actually do that now. Well, she'll say, "Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?" I don't know, Margo. They do that back and forth between each other. It's hilarious.
I'm actually really excited when I can get to the point of having my kid be able to watch that. Like, mine are just there now.
And they're.
We're like towing the line of movies where I'm slowly being able to, like, you know, inseminate some of the ones.
But that's what dad is for. My dad showed me the Blues Brothers and Animal House and all that stuff. Dads are supposed to show you movies that are slightly inappropriate for your age. That's their job.
Yeah. That's a good point.
My dad showed me Die Hard.
That's right.
Oh, the Christmas movie. Okay, it still is. Goes on.
Don't start that. That's our annual argument. It is.
I know. So, Pavona, are we going to get you back for next week? Are you going to be back for us?
Yes, I will. I will be. I will absolutely be here for you.
We're getting the band back together, because I just want you to know, Mike Florio is pretty locked down. I'm not going to lie. He's pretty locked down producer.
listen, I got to tell you something. Me leaving always kind of gets me nervous because I know that Florio can always just easily take my job.
Yeah, isn't that concerning?
Something tells me he doesn't want to be working at night, though.
Yeah, but there's no way he wants to be working with us.
I am not nearly as creative either, so you wouldn't get as fun ins.
No, that's true. I can attest to that. No creativity from
him. But Florio is much faster on the drops. He's much faster.
Oh yeah, that's true. That is true.
That was pretty fast. That was.
He's a better listener than Chris, but you know, Chris goes out of his way more and like does more things for me.
So this is the future, Joe. We talked about this. Really, yes. What FNTSY needs is they need Welsh and Pizzapia, maybe Bogman. He doesn't have time to show up, but at least Welsh and Pizzapia. And then we need Florio and Bavona to be a part of this the Morning Zoo. Or as we call it, the Morning Wood. It's a perfect show.
The Morning Wood.
Guess what, guys? Morning Wood. I love that.
That's also a drop of me.
Morning Wood. I like
it. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
No, I think
your morning wood. Yeah.
It rolls off the tongue. Yeah, it's exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it does.
All right, Pavona, you got anything else for us, my friend? It's good to hear from you. I hope everything is going solid over there, regardless of the weather. I know you're doing some big, serious stuff, but we love you, and I'm glad that you called in. Anything else you got for us?
Nah, that's it, guys. Just I wanted to call in to see how you guys were doing. Joe, I'm glad to hear from you, as always. I love you guys. And you know what? I'm just going to say it. Merry Christmas, because I'm celebrating Christmas.
Right. And Happy New Year to you. This is great.
Happy New Year. Yeah, exactly.
Happy New Year, guys.
I think you should do this, Bavona. I think every month, like you should be doing like holidays post. You know, like in March, I want you to do Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, yeah.
You know.
Maybe in August, do like 4th of July. That would be great.
And then I'm going to throw all y'all off and just not do Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. Well, Feliz Navidad, Pavona. I appreciate you calling in. We miss you. We're excited to have you back next Friday. We'll have the full band back together. And be safe out there in the cold weather while I wear shorts and potentially sandals tomorrow.
Jerk.
Well, happy Chinese New Year, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Pavona. That was good stuff. That was funny. Yeah, Florio is on it, Joe. Florio's like right on those.
Oh, groups. No. Florio's a good listener. You could talk about your problems. You could talk about your day, whatever it is. Florio's always there for you.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's not gonna like go into the beat laboratory. What's that?
I'm an awful fraud.
That's true. I am an awful
fraud. So does he have a whole bank of clips?
Oh, you don't understand. Well, he's got a bank of clips from all of us because you don't understand. Okay. We are, when you're 5 days a week, every day in the afternoon, a lot of stupid things come out of your mouth. And
yeah, you're right. I wouldn't understand. We're not that important.
Well, I intentionally try to bait the other ones in the state. Like I'm the king of, and Mike and Chris will definitely, I'm the king of getting him to say stupid things. Like I'll get Jake to say lots of stupid things.
Oh yeah. No, and I mean, you and I together, like with Jake, that would be a problem. Jake would end up hating us.
You would quit
in
a day.
Yeah, we would set it up. All right. Well, don't you quit us, because we're going to be back. Joe and I, we're going to talk about some fantasy baseball because we're not done. We got a whole nother second half of this hour to talk fantasy baseball. Shohei Ohtani and more coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's Joe Pizzavia, Chris Welsh on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Shohei.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Where are we gonna go?
Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called
In This League.
Welcome back, In This League. What a fantastic show we've had so far. Sammy Reed, Roto Grinders joined us. Chris Bavona, our producer, calling in on a vacation for whatever reason. Just like compelled himself to call in that he was missing.
I think his girlfriend's from Kentucky, so he's doing some girlfriend related thing. I'm sure of it.
I've never been. Have you ever been to the been to the Midwest?
I've been to Chicago. I've been to Wisconsin. I've not been to Kentucky. or in them parts. Been Ohio, but not
isn't
Kentucky.
It so odd when you think about like where you've been? Like my wife is from Wisconsin. I have never been east of Houston, Texas. Never
really.
That is you know what you got?
You know, Mason and those dudes came out last year for Tout to New York. I got to tell you, one of these years, you guys really need to do that.
I would love to. If I were important enough to be invited, I would love to.
Well, he wasn't invited. He just showed up. He like came and worked the spreadsheet basically last year, Mason, and like he just tagged along. and I don't care, man. You guys can crash at my house. I got plenty of room where I am in Jersey. You could stay.
I want to go to New York. New York is a goal of mine to get.
Well,
I mean,
it's a crap time to go out there, you know, because it's usually like still in that in between of winter. But at the same time,
you got to remember, I like that. Like,
yeah,
it's all the boys.
It's it's that crew. It's that group that's just super fun to be around, and the baseball group and the Foleys and the whole thing, and it's great.
Well, let's get that going. Come on. A little expense from the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make that happen.
I know. Well, Cardano.
Shows.
Come on.
Get on it.
Let's go.
Get on it.
Get on there.
And this league is ready.
Checks out.
We're ready to do big stuff. Speaking of which, let's talk about some more fantasy baseball, because that's a big coverage. You're going to be able to get the Fantasy Black Book. Within like a day. You're saying this weekend, right?
It should be uploaded later today. Probably live either late Saturday night, definitely Sunday. It'll be up there, ready to go on Amazon. It'll be on iTunes a little later, but definitely on the Amazon available right away. So you can order. I can't believe it. It's funny. We live in this technological world, but since Amazon allowed you to do the paperback now. Paperbacks fly. Everybody wants to hold the book in their hand still, which I love.
No kidding.
That's you would think like the Kindle store sales would be through the roof, but it's the opposite. People still want to, maybe because people want to make notes or highlight things or write their own stuff when you're doing this kind of work. I don't know.
Is that so surprising though, in this world of like, I sometimes wonder if your kids are going to be in a place that they can relate a lot more with our childhood than they would someone that was born 10 years after us, because it seems like there's a renaissance of vinyl that's going on. There's a renaissance of reconnecting with the old. Yeah, books, exactly. There's audio books, but people are picking back up books. And I think...
Well, it's funny. I've written 12 books now for a Kindle store, and I don't own a Kindle. So what does that tell you?
Right? Yeah, I mean, it seems to be this like concerted effort to kind of like relive the past. And I wonder if our kids kind of like fall into that vein. So I suppose at the end of the day, I'm not so surprised at it that people would want,
cool.
especially if people are listening to you daily or fans of yours.
Well, plus I've got that full poster of me in the bikini if you buy the paperback.
You just sold 20% more.
Well,
you just sold a bunch more.
There's a whole calendar there, Paul Sporer too. You could get.
Well, I love me.
It's just him in different glasses though.
And different lip balms.
Different lip balms and glasses.
By the way, did you catch him? Did you know he was over at Mia Khalifa's the other day?
Who? Sporer?
Yeah. Did you see that?
No. How did
you
that
know
happen?
Who Mia Khalifa is, right?
Yeah, I know of her. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, I was about to say, is this like the Stormy Daniels conversation? Or it's like,
no, I don't know her as intimately.
Okay.
Both
I know intimately. So
how and why?
The reason I could talk about this, because it's like obviously public knowledge. We were talking to Spore before, and we were actually trying to get him on one of our shows, and he was like, oh, I can't. But hey, I'm going over to Mia Khalifa's. And we were like, what? What? And we kind of know that was in the works. But what it was is he was going over to do a Twitch, like a gaming Twitch thing. And then something didn't work. Something didn't happen. So Mia Khalifa, you can go and you can see it. That's why I can talk about this again, is you can see she posted a video saying, oh, hey, sorry, Twitch clan, couldn't get it going together. And I feel bad because I brought over. And then she pans her camera over. On a couch are two guys. One is Paul Sporer on his phone. The other guy's on his phone, too. And Mia Khalifa's on another chair talking about how she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. We couldn't get the Twitch going. I brought these guys over. And I was like, I don't understand, what's
the context in which, hey, he gets to the house? I don't understand that.
Well, they both live in Austin. Yeah, it was to play video games on Twitch. And I was like, I don't think that's how most people envisioned being at Mia Khalifa's house on her couch would be, is alone with another guy on a cell phone together.
Well, if anybody could pull that off, it's Paul.
Yeah, Pauly. We love Pauly. So, all that aside, let's talk about some fantasy baseball. I hate to bring this up because I don't want to kill this subject, because I feel like And maybe it's just in my world, it's already been killed, but I know it's going to come up.
It's not killed for everybody. I can tell you right now. They want to know because they've been asking me constantly.
Shohei Ohtani, when we, you know, we talked about Ronald Acuna being one of the most polarizing, Shohei Ohtani is single-handedly the most polarizing aspect of fantasy. So much so that, and I'm not going to lie, we fall into this camp with what sites decide to do with Shohei Ohtani might actually become what our in-feeling is on those sites. And what I mean by this is you've got a player that is a two-way player, and he was signed as a two-way. Okay, in theory, but a huge portion of him signing with the team was that. And he stated, and it was stated, that the Los Angeles Angels were the most aggressive in allowing him to play offense and offense and pitching. And obviously they said he's not going to play the outfield this year, so that kind of relegates him to maybe first base, most likely DHing. So with fantasy, there are three camps, and there are essentially three pillars that have been set down of how he is going to be treated. Fantrax has come out and been very aggressive in their marketing to say he is a player that we have coded our software properly, that he can be a pitcher, and he can be moved to offense on any given day. Yahoo has said, it's too expensive for us. We can't do it. Even though, by the way, we've known for a year, it's too expensive for us in the coding. He will be two separate players. ESPN, though it is not confirmed. It's so dumb, dude. It pisses me off.
Yeah, because Yahoo's hurting for cash.
I mean,
we don't have enough time.
I was about to say, we don't have enough time in this hour to talk about Yahoo, and that is exactly what I was talking about. ESPN has essentially, now I don't want to say,
I think he qualifies as a point guard.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be a power forward as well. Yeah. That ESPN says he will only be a pitcher. Now, that's not confirmed 100%. He could be something else, but that they will only allow him to be a pitcher. CBS is on the sidelines, though. I have some knowledge to say that it's potential that he could be a two-way player, but they might go the two separate player route. So I just talked a lot there. Joe, just unveil for me a minute your thoughts on Shohei Ohtani, because it's not singular anymore, because literally you have to talk to people about Shohei Ohtani based on where they're playing now. And that's unprecedented.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you what I think. First of all, as an offensive player, I think Ohtani hits mistakes. And there's a lot, and this is the crux of it. And I go in more in depth in the Black Book. If you watch him, and I watch a ton of film on him, he hits mistakes, which is great.
He hits them out of the ballpark.
Right. Yeah. There's going to be a far less mistakes in major league pitching toward him than there were in the Japanese league. So that's just flat out going to happen. I think he's a guy that could develop into maybe a lower end, you know, mid range offensive player over time. But I don't think he's going to come in and just, you know, take the, you know, he's not Babe Ruth of this, you know, 2018. That's facetious. That's not happening.
On the pitching end, believe he is going to be that.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you know, the people can believe what they want. It's funny because, you know, when you're watching him, at first on the pitcher's mound, I said, gosh, you know, he reminds me of Darvish. And I went, I can't really say that because that's kind of like people think that, well, go, because he's Japanese, whatever. And then Sporer's profile comes in and he goes, you know, I don't want to sound like a lazy analyst, but he kind of reminds me of you, Darvish, and not because he's Asian. And I was like, there you go. And that's why Paul writes with me, because Paul, I think, exactly. The same. But then he started to go in a little bit more in depth on him and said more of like a Justin Verlander in terms of skill set. He actually calls him Shoyu Vertolini in it. He actually creates a new name. So this is the stuff you need. This is what you need, the Black Book. And, you know, he goes into more depth about what you can see at him. But, you know, he and I both agree. And he's one of the five burning questions in the front chapter. So you're going to get a ton of Ohtani stuff right in the front of the book this year. You know, if he goes 130 innings, I think that would be a good... That would be a good spot, because we know he's going to have to adjust to the number of days rest. You know that elbow is still potentially an issue for him. You know, everything's okay, whatever, but you know that's still lingering. Sure, it's lingering for most guys. But then Paul kind of goes into a little bit about more in depth about, you know, whether or not they go to a six-man rotation maybe with him. All those things are going to affect his fantasy value. To me, in 2018, single redraft leagues, I'm drafting him as kind of like a 3-4 starter. To me, I think that's reasonable. I don't think you're going to get him for that. And I think you're okay to let him go for more than that. And because I just think there's too much risk, too much unknown. Yeah, he could come in and be like Tanaka was year one. But, you know, he could also come in and struggle a little bit, or he could come in and have some issues in terms of the elbow all of a sudden in spring training. So there's a lot of unknowns, and there's so many unknowns with pitching in general this year. I mean, what you see in the fantasy league averages for the number one stars, number two stars, they've all come back down to the pack. There's less separation between all the guys. And on top of that, there's also just a tougher spot where, you know, there's just not enough good investments to be had and not enough, you know, advantage to be gained.
Well, and we might have a player, which unlike any other that we've ever had, that spring training might be the determining factor of how high he actually goes, because the unknowns play a huge role in this. And I've likened the offensive potential of Ohtani to think of him like a catcher, you know, maybe a low-end catcher, you know. Yeah. 120 but, games, yeah, might be aggressive.
With Pujols still sucking up so much money, I don't see how many DH at bats are going to be for
him. It's a good point. It's a good point. That's all right, crazy. We got a couple more minutes on the other side of this break. We'll finish up with Shohei Ohtani with Joe Pisapia. I'm Chris Welsh. This is In This League. Don't go anywhere.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
That's right. A lot of love in this episode. Me and Joe Pisapia, very dear friends. Couldn't ask for a single better person to fill in from a hetero life mate, Scott Bogman, when he's not here. Sammy Reed, A-plus guest coming on. He's part of the Black Book, dear friend of both of ours. Mike Florio producing. I mean, it's A-plus stuff.
All stars.
I don't know. I don't know how to get much better. And we end the conversation talking about the most polarizing issue. Only got a couple minutes here, but, you know, I mean, we're talking off air here. The Shohei Ohtani stuff, it's so wild because this is one of the few times that, you know, usually when people ask, like, fantasy questions, we might have to jump in and be like, well, what's the format? You know, is this keeper? Is this maybe 6x6? Maybe you're doing OBP. This time we've got to say, what site are you playing on? Because it 100% matters. Yeah. Which individual
this
stupid
is the first
site
time
you're
I think that's
on.
Ever happened. You know, usually it's what format you're playing on. It's now it's like, what format and what host site? And that's bizarre, dude. Here, I'll throw some ones out to you. Would you take Lance McCullers or Shohei Ohtani?
I would take Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, see, I'll take McCullers on the other side of that. Okay. Would you take Berrios or Ohtani?
I mean, okay, I have to ask you, though. Are we talking about pure pitcher only?
I'm talking about 2018 only. Let's just stick with that. Let's stick with fantasy-wise, 2018, you're trying to win a league in a redraft.
But, I mean, do I only get the pitching stats or do I get the hitting and pitching?
Let's say you only get the pitching stats. Because I really, at the end of the day, I don't see his way to a bat on that team barring massive injuries or desperation.
I'll tell you, that one is really, really close with Berrios and Ohtani. I might lean Ohtani, but I will preface it with saying that if I were, because my strategy this year is probably going to be less early pitching drafting. So if I'm in a situation where Berrios is looking like my third or second overall pitcher, I would probably lean to Berrios over Ohtani, but I'm not afraid to take Ohtani. Probably starting at SP3, depending how strong my top two are.
Well, and in the Black Book, these guys are all in the risk-reward section of pitching, and that's how I've come to rank them with relative position value. And it's funny because, to me, they're very similar. You're talking about three guys, young, upside, strikeout ability, all the things that you want. And I have Ohtani over Berrios, but I have him behind McCullers because I think a healthy McCullers could be, you know, could be an ace, and is a guy who's been pitching in the major leagues for a couple of years.
And that's the biggest question, though, is what is a healthy McCullers? Because we don't see much of that. And that's one of the biggest problems. But that is the risk-reward that ends it all. And that, my friends, is also what is so fascinating about fantasy baseball. It makes it personally my favorite of the fantasy sports. And there's so much good information out there. And it starts right here within this league. You can get the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast you can find online. You can find my prospect podcast. You can listen to this show on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. But guess what? It doesn't even come close to ending there, because you can catch On Target Monday through Friday, Jake Seeley, Chris Meaney, Joe Pizzapia, the Fantasy Black Book on the weekends, and you can purchase the Fantasy Black Book online on Amazon starting, what, this weekend?
This weekend, baby. Yeah, and the new time for the Black Book show now, Sundays 9 to noon Eastern. So me and George Kurtz breaking it down. We're going to do football. We'll do baseball. We'll have some basketball guests. We're going to do everything. We're full service. But I'm just happy to spend quality time with you. And me I miss too. Bogman, too. So I'll have to come back, especially for championship weekend, you know, before that Steelers-Patriots game, which potentially could be there. You know, I think I might definitely have to come back for that one, me and Boggs. That sounds like
please
a good segment.
Please do. We will lock it in and book it in. Up. Well, I couldn't have asked for anything better than to have Joe Pizzapia. I love spending time, whether it's on Target, on the Black Book, on our show, or on our podcast. And Florio, big ups to Florio. Great job producing, filling in for Bavona. But, my friends, don't let it in here. You've got so much content at Fantasy Sports Radio Network or in this league. You got it all. You're hooked up. If it's football, basketball, baseball, we got you. And we got you at this brand new time. It is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Log in, sign in, be subscribed, and don't miss a minute of the action. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.